Chaya was the morality art site, and it's the Yom Huled. This is the birthday of the Baal Shem HaKadosh and of the Balatanya. Everybody knows the connection between these neshamas is a very, very deep connection. The Balatanya was a descendant of the morale. And the Maltanya used to refer to Baal Shem Tov as his grandfather. Of course, he wasn't physically his grandfather, but in Ruchnius, the Balatanya used to refer to him in such a way. So it's a schuz that we're able to learn, to continue learning this maimer. And Chayelu and those Sadiqim, then the Shamas Yerimilitzi Yashif for us and for Klai, so they should hear only Besaros Tayyus.
Amen. Amen.
We're learning the maimer of Anila Daidi, and we started last week. And the Tanya was explaining how the time of this time of year is divided into the two basic tkufas of Anila Daidi, which is Nasirusa Tala Sata. It's man's hachan, it's man's initiation of a relationship, a re-initiation of a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that the response of Hashem is Baruch is V'daydi li. We have another pasuk of V'daydi li v'anila. We were talking about that last week, but the inyan of Elul is Anila Daidi, and the Times explained the inyan of Tishrei, of the Yom Tovim of Tishrei, is V'daydi li. Is that Hashem's Baruch responds to us. Now we're going to learn more about what does it mean, what's the Anila Daidi and what is the Daidi li. That time of Tishrei, the Tanya explains, is Smoyle Tachas the Roshi V'yiminai Tichab Keni. That itself is divided into the two chalokim of Hashem's left hand is under my head, and with his right hand embraces me. Smoyle Tachas L'Roishi is the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is the left, which is the time of Din, Gvura and Din. V'yaminai Tichab Keni, and with his right arm, Hashem is Baruch, embraces me, which is the time of Chesed, of Ahava, which of course is Sukkot, which culminates in the Yichud of Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah Shemini Atzeres, which is the highest level of Yichud that can be. We're on page Hey.
Kira.
We're learning the Perish on the bottom of Kiras Hashem. We have also Eino Asuya V'natua. Kiyiras Hashem v'havaso eino asuya v'natua b'leiv ha'odam mikoyach atzmai ki mikoyach ha'ora ha'nimshach alav milamala be'eis uzman hiskalusai t'haine b'rosh Hashanah b'chines yira v'ze b'chines v'daydi li. We're going to learn more about what the inyan of an eis rotzen is, but there are certain times of the year. There are certain times of the year, we spoke about this a little bit last week, there are certain times of the year when we have access to certain kaychas. So the Rebbe explains over here that Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem is not something, even though of course godliness is part of who we are, and we have each and every one of us within us, a chelik elokam imal, a portion of God Himself, still, this ability to feel great awe for Hashem and great love for Hashem is not something which is easy or natural for us. It comes as a result of a gilui, of a revelation that takes place within our soul. So let's read the commentary. V'tam hadavar on the right hand column, the parish where it says Kiyiras Hashem. V'tam hadavar ki adam eni yochel lintoya b'libo b'koch atzma ahavas Hashem yiras amiti is. You see, part of the problem that we have is that we believe that emuna is a matter, emuna, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, that it's all completely up to us. It's all a matter of how much I develop my emunah in Hashem. It's a matter of how much I'm able to muster up within myself, ahavas Hashem, and yiras Hashem. The emes is that certainly there's a tremendous importance to how much work a person puts into cultivating his emunah. Re'ei emunah, into cultivating his ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem. But the bottom line is that ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem, emunah, this is all the result, ultimately, of a gilui, of something that is revealed in the neshama of a Jew. It's not the question of what, of my reading a couple of books and going to some seminar and discovering God. or trying to somehow generate within myself something that's called belief or Ahavas Hashem Yiras Hashem. Emuna is a gilui from Hashem. It's a little bit of a Maimon HaSinai. It's a little bit of a HaSinai. Ahavas Hashem Yiras Hashem. So he explains that a person can't create that within his heart. One can't create within his heart B'koch atzmo, with his own koyach, what? Ahavas Hashem, v'yirosa amitius. Of course there can be a feeling of love of God, there can be a feeling of the fear of God, and that exists by the nations as well. The nations of the world are capable of feeling a love for God, and they're capable of feeling a fear of God. But Ahavas Hashem, v'yirosa amitius, is his elarak, kishor elokim meyer, really, really, in order for a person to connect to Hashem, there has to be a v'day dili. There has to be a ha'ara, an illumination that descends from above. For there to be a what? For there to be a havas Hashem, v'yiras Hashem, amitis, truthful. Somebody is doing a rain dance right now someplace in the jungle, and whatever that God is, he feels tremendous love for that God. And there's some nice pastor in a church a couple blocks from here that's doing his thing, and he feels love for God. And Mother Teresa certainly had tremendous love for God. The point here is Ahavas Hashem v'yiras Hashem amitis, and amitis means that there's a relationship, not just how I feel. There's a person who's in love with his little statue that he keeps in his pocket. He's in love with his statue, and he imagines that statue to be in love with him. That's not a hava amitis. That's not a yira amitis. It's a feeling that he has, an emotion that he has, which he attaches to something which is incapable of vidai dili. There's a lot of anila daidi going on. There's not much vidai dili happening. So Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom has revealed to his children this koyach of v'day dili. So he explains, ukamoi v'ahava v'yira l'davar gashmi, the same way when it comes to loving and or being afraid of something in this physical world, shelo yargish adam ahava l'eza davar yir v'pachad mimenu elakashar adavar l'fanav. A person can only really love something or be afraid of something if he's facing it, if he knows of it, if it's part of his reality, if it's something which is part of his reality. I mean, children and even adults who are not well, so they have dimyonis, all kinds of things that frighten them and become frightened about some, you know, about a monster, something that doesn't exist. But a person who's a bal seichel can only become the ahava, the yira is only awakened in a strong way, kasher davar lefanav. In bekirov makom gashmi l'neged einav gashmi, maybe it's something that's so close that he could mamash see it with his eyes. Al kol panav bekirov makom ruchni, or at least if there's some closeness spiritually, which means what? Sheish b'maychay ve'enei sichlei tzura b'rush l'hadavar ahu l'chol pratav. If a person really, really enjoys a good steak, even though he doesn't see the steak in front of him, but he loves steak, so he thinks about it and he goes into all the pratim, especially if he likes it smothered in fried onions, and it's a certain thickness, and he concentrates on the tzura of that steak, and he remembers the taste of the steak that was last time, right? So if a person thinks in that way, at least there's a kirav mokim ruchni, even though he can't see the steak with his eyes, but be'enei haseichel he could see the steak, and he could even, and if he thinks strongly about it, he could even smell it, he could taste it. It's something which is a davar hamurgash, it's something which is felt. It's as if he's seeing the thing. When there's somebody that a person loves, even if you're not together with that person, it's possible to strengthen the Einei HaSeichel in such a way, and the Tzemach Tzedek talks about this a lot in Derech Mitzvei Sech, the mitzvah of Hamanis Alakus, the mitzvah of believing in Hashem. The Tzemach Tzedek speaks about the whole Inyan of strengthening the Einei HaSeichel when it comes to the eyes of the mind, the mind's eye when it comes to Amunah Bashem. A person who loves someone can try, when they're apart, can try at least that there should be a kirah mokum ruchni, that he imagines and thinks about that person, and can be mitzayah the person's face in his mind's eye, to feel, to have a hergish of closeness. Riyazu hi hamarli the b'adam regish b'leiv. That ri'iyah, that vision that the person has in his mind, gives birth, is able to give birth to a hergish, to a strong feeling, to an emotional thing within the person. Imlis karev el hadavar, if it's something that is desirable and pleasurable and something that's wonderful, that's ahava. And hi amar li de ba'adam regish b'leiv. Or it's something which is what? If it's something which he envisions in his mind's eye, which he's afraid of. A person that he's afraid of. It could be a class that he's afraid of in school, something that he's nervous about, and he thinks about the class, or he thinks about the test, or the exam, the paper, the teacher face, and that causes a feeling of yira. If something is not part of your life, gam kishayachshav yisvayni betiva davar, even if you try to think about it, layoli benavshay regish amiti l'hadavar, it cannot generate within you a real hergish. It could be demyanis, it could be stam. People go to the movies, the people are paying money, and to take out, they're running to get videos, what? The movies that are all produced in front of a camera that are able to cause a person to feel feelings, a hergish of ahava, a hergish of yira, for something the bechlal, it's not part of his world. It's not part of his world. It's all dimyonis. That's why many times in Shul I've mentioned, you know, the Kedushas Levi, Schussi, again, when I asked, how is it possible for us to really want Mashiach if we never had Mashiach? He's a male, a person who once tasted Chazer, Chazer Shalom, who tasted Chazer. He could have a taiva for Chazer, because he tasted it, he remembers the taste, and even 50 years later, he could be mitzayah, he could think in his mind and remember what the Chazer tasted like, and then for the rest of his life, every time he passes by a trefer restaurant, he's got to overcome the taiva, because it's part of his world. Unfortunately, it was part of his world, and it remains part of his world. But the Kedusha Levi asks, how can a person say b'chol yom achakel b'chol yom Mashiach, that I want Mashiach to come every day? He is waiting and davening for Mashiach. Mechatei says, where's that from? He says, we never experienced it. If you never experienced, how could you want it? How could you really want it? So the Kedusha Levi said, it's not true that we didn't experience it. By Maimed HaSinai, on that day, when the Baruch Shalom, for 1 minute, for a short time, when the Baruch Shalom opened up the heavens and we saw clearly, Ata Hareis Ladas, Hashem Elokim, Ein Od Milvado, when the Baruch Shalom showed us the truth with absolute clarity, what does it mean, Mashiach? Mashiach is not that we want Mashiach. Mashiach doesn't mean a particular this person or that person, whatever that person will be. It means what? It means Vayomahu Yashem Echad Shmayachad. It means to be completely attached to Hashem. So how can we want that attachment that Mashiach will bring once again to us? How can we want that? So Kedusha Levi says, the Teretz is, we once had it. We once experienced it. All of Klal Yisrael experienced it by Har Sinai. And ever since then, we're trying to recreate that. We're trying to retrieve it. All of our bakashas, all of our yearnings, all of our longings for something to fill the emptiness are from that one day that we stood, Yom HaShemat Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'chayiv. And therefore it says, Zoch Al Tishkach, don't forget, Asher Yisa Beinecha. Asher Yisa Beinecha, that you saw with your own eyes. We saw something. And what we saw is something that for the rest of time we've been trying to recapture, we've been trying to get back. So Kedusha Levi says, therefore a person can want Mashiach to come. And that's why he explains that on Shavuos we read Megillah Shavuos. It's because of Shavuos, which is Maimon HaSinai, that we dream and we long for what? For David ben Yishai, for Mashiach Tzakeinu, who comes from Rus. It's because of that. But if something is not part of a person's tchum, if it's not something that was ever part of his world, of his life, so from where should there be a hergish? From there should there be anything emotional attached to it? those people that attribute all kinds of emotions to things that are not part of their world. I once had a 2-hour talk with a young lady who was in love with Elvis Presley. And I said, no, I have nothing against Elvis Presley. Emma says, I really never listened to his music. I never saw any of his movies. But I want to understand, how could you love a person? How could you love him? What does that mean, Bichlal? You want to tell me you love his music? Okay, you enjoy his music. That's part of your world. You listen to his music, you enjoy. But him as a person? No, she insisted that she loves him. So I said, you don't know him. I do know him. How do you know him? Did you ever meet him? Did you ever talk to him? No, but she loves him. These are all dimyonis. And it's a sad thing when a person attributes an emotional attachment to something that, like, you know, people, the way that they have the thing with a pet. The pet, it's a pal, you know. So what do you have with a hunt, with a dog? What's the cash? What kind of discussions do you have? Because when you come home, he licks your hand or something. Or he brings you your slippers. I never saw a dog that actually does that, but they always said that he brings you slippers. Also, they eat up people's slippers. Do you have a hair? She said, "What do you have with a dog?" So if it's his dog, it's part of his life. So he says, "No, my dog is different. My dog feels things. My dog, like they say a joke in Yiddish. I heard this first from my father." But the way my father laughed about it, you know, there's a certain type of humor. I don't think we have the same sense of humor as those Jews. But my father said that there was a guy went to the Rav, this guy's dog died, and he went to the Rav, and he asked the Rav to make a hesped, a eulogy on the dog. So Rav says, a hesped on a dog, you don't make a eulogy, you know. So the man said, he said, Rabbi, I'll give you $1,000. So it's okay, the Leviah is tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's the Leviah, 9 o'clock, you know, making a hesped. So the Rav gets up by the hesped, and he starts to say whatever the dog's name is, Rover. Oy, Rover's given a tyra hunt, a precious dog. And he starts to say that Rover, what he did, that there were Jews that were trapped in a place, and Rover went and he removed this, and he took and he pulled out the Jew. And there's only one person sitting in the chapel. This Yid, and he's crying. He can't control himself. And afterwards, the Rav goes out, he comes crying, he holds, he kisses the Rav, and the Rav says, Yaakov, what are you crying so much? So he says, Rabbi, I knew that he was a good dog. I never realized how much he did for Klal Yisrael. So my father was saying that about, like, Hespanim that made for certain people. I didn't know what he did for Klal Yisrael. Well, no, so it's all crazy. I'm Michigan about. The emphasis is that I have amitis and you're amitis. And Rabbi say it's an akuda yikara, because really, really, to understand that only a Jew is capable of this. Of yira, I have amitis, the yira amitis. Because the Rabbi Shalom himself is part of our world. That's what the Rabbi is explaining. That's what the Tani is explaining. So he says, yeah. If it's something which is not in his world, even if he thinks about it, he thinks about something that he doesn't know, something in China, he heard about it, he can't have a true emotional connection to that. So it is with serving Hashem. Dim ein gilui elokus benafshay ubamoychay. Listen, if there is no actual revolution, revelation, if there's no actual revelation of godliness in a Jew's soul, in a person's soul, and in his moych, in his mind, in the neshama, ad keilu einav royo is gilui elokus is baruch mamish, to the point where a person has the ability, not physically, but has the ability, with the eyes of his mind, to mamish see the Rabbi Shalom kivyachon, to be aware of God's presence. He can't awaken within his heart emethic, ahav and your true love and true fear. Ve'ein lehis oirazu shum kiyum. And therefore that his oiraz, that feeling that a person might have, people do feel, the girl's in love with Elvis Presley. So this is not have, it doesn't have a kiyum unless it's a person, God forbid, that's not well. Someone that's not well. But if a person is a normal person, even though they go through certain things, but there's no kiyum, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have a tfisa. It can't hold on to anything because there's nothing real inside of him. It's all part of his demyonis. It doesn't have a mitzias. But in the mind and the soul of a Jew, Elokus has a mitzias. There is Elokus inside of us. It's not demyonis. But how much Elokus and how the Rebbein Shalom's presence is revealed to us depends upon different times, Shabbos, the week. Shoshanim, Kippur, Sukkot, the different Giluyim of Elokus, and when we understand what happens, that's why when a Jew learns Pnimiyus HaTorah, you learn what a Yontiv is, when a person has codes that he's able then, as we spoke about last week, to press those codes and to access certain emotions, certain feelings that could be accessed, and it's not Demyainis. It's not Demyainis. In other words, if you and I sit down, right, after this year, we sit down and we bring from one of the chevra has some leftover shmur matzahs. Yeah? So let's say we bring a box of shmur matzah and we sit down and all of us, we put on kittles. And when we turn out the lights and we say, ho lachman, hey lachman, whatever you like. We say, ho lachman. And we pour arba kaisers. And we do the whole thing. And we sing Avodim Hayinu. And we send the youngest one here. Aviezer goes out for Afri Kaiman, we'll send you, right? So then, no, maybe not. Let's have some kind of close competition. They're young 20 group. So and then what? Pesach. So we might have demyonis if we work at it hard enough and we sing the right negunim. We might have a feeling, a little bit of Pesach. But we're not leaving. You can't leave Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, you can't leave Mitzrayim you can leave little bit, because Pesach, there's a little bit of a Pesach all year, just like there's a little bit of Shabbos every day of the week. The Ma'aseh of the Rebbe Melech and the Rebbe Zosh. You can't leave Mitzrayim in Elul the way that you can leave Mitzrayim the night of Pesach. The Ma'aseh of the Rebbe Zosh and the Rebbe Melech was that they recreated Shabbos, and they felt the hergish of Shabbos, something. They felt the Shabbos because they put on, they went to the mikvah, they put on the begodim, they started singing Yizmirs. So they were upset. They went to Mizrach HaMagid, and they said, Rebbe, what is it? This is like a game. How can we feel something Shabbos in the middle of the week? Just because we put on the clothing and you know, we had some gefilte fish with chayim. So then we felt Shabbos. How could it be? So the Mizrach HaMagid said, it's emes because Hayom Yom Yechus, Hayom Mishnah, Hayom Sheni B'Shabbos, every single day there's a Bechina of Shabbos, and that if a person works on, he's able to tap in a little bit to the Karchas of Shabbos that are for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But if there wouldn't be any Shabbos at all during the week, if there wouldn't be any Mitzvahs of Shabbos at all, then it would just be Demyainis. But it can't be that the Rebbe Zushin of Rebbe Melech are not Bala Demyainis. That's why with us, we would have all kinds of Demyainis. But by the Rebbe Abzushin of Rebbe Melech, there can't be Demyainis. That's why the Mizrach HaMagid said that there was something there. It was something. Because every day there's a little bit of Shabbos. A person gets stuck in the desert and he loses track of time. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, he counts 6 days and he makes Shabbos. What does that mean? Okay, however that works, but it can only work, as the Ron says in the Ritva, it can only work because there is something there. Every day of the week, there's a little bit of Shabbos that we could take from and build it into something. But it has to be something which is real. So he explains the last paragraph on the right side of page A. Vizgalus zuhal yoinu la'adam. This hisgalus, this revelation of elokus, of godliness, which is hamaylida ahave v'yira amitius, which can give birth to true love and fear, not imagination, but real love and fear. The same way that a person can love a person that he has, and more so, that a person can love someone that he has in front of him. That can take place at a time that's called an Eis Ratzon. As we said, special times. A Jew can do this, can access this any time of the year. But there's special things that are available this time of the year. There's special characters that are available.
Is it because Tishrei?
Yeah, each time of the year, right? Because so now it's because of Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah, whose man his galus malchus yisbarach. Rosh Hashanah is the time of his galus malchus Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is the time of the malchus of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, and all that malchus means, which we're going to talk more about Rosh Hashanah. It's not, we can't go into it right now, but it's a hisgalus of malchus Hashem is baruch, which is hamareres bada midas hayira kanal. Malchus is something when a person during this time of the year, when malchus Hashem is something which is, it's an eis rotsa, where the malchus of Hashem is revealed to each and every Jew. If we do the right things and say the right words and work on it enough, which is what El is all about, and to come to Rosh Hashanah the right way, we'll be overwhelmed with the feeling of what? Of Yiras Hashem, of Malchus Hashem. We can access that Yiras Hashem in the most amazing way this time of the year. You could feel Malchus every day of the year, any time of the year. But this time of the year, because ultimately it's his galus, it's a revelation that takes place. And that's why we can access it. Vizo inyan vidoidi li. And that is the meaning of my beloved is to me. Vidoidi li. If it would just be anila doidi, it wouldn't add up. It wouldn't list. It wouldn't list. You have relationships like that also between people, where you have just, it's anila doidi, but it's not vidoidi li. It's a sad thing, no? When you have a person that imagines that the other person loves him, and then it makes up all kinds of things, and is sending off sending poems and writing letters and then buying candy and flowers of rice, and then the other person doesn't want. So that's what, so you have an anila daidi. As much of an anila daidi you feel, if there's no vidaidi li, there's no response to vidaidi li, it doesn't have a kiyum. Unless he wants to be a stalker or something like that, you know. But it doesn't have a kiyum. There's no kiyum. It doesn't last. Can't. It's not reciprocal. There's no hisgalus. There's nothing of the other person that was revealed to you that you should feel on Anila Daidi. That you should continue with this project of Anila Daidi. There's no Vidaidi Li. So what are you going to show you? It's your imagination. It's your demyanus. There's no Vidaidi Li. And that's the difference between being a Jew and being a non-Jew. That's the pnimius. We're going to talk about it a lot.
So you're saying that in order to have true Yira or Ahavos Hashem, Hashem has to miskala his mahalos, so to you.
Correct.
For the individual.
Correct.
And that access is really, truly only between, let's say, around the time of Elul Tishrei, to really get the true miskalas makar shparvo.
No, I said that his galus that's called Malchus Hashem, and that aspect of Pesach, there's a different, but that his galus is called Malchus Hashem in its strongest form is this time of the year. Doesn't mean that there's no shaykhus to Malchus, I said. But this time of the year, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And a guy, lahavdil, a guy can, there's also, not to say that a guy is not, that there's no metzias of Hashem's Baruch. Hashem Yisbarach exists in the world. Therefore, Hashem Yisbarach is part of the consciousness of all existence. And flowers can feel it, and animals can feel it, and human beings can feel it. There is a hisgalus. But Ahava, the year Amitis, is only Yisrael Am Karoivai. Amitis. There's a certain level of love and fear. A goy has his seven mitzvahs. There's a certain level of year. When the Ishbitzah spoke about Yiras Hashem that exists by the Goyim, it's like when you're afraid of something and you run away from it. That's what Yiras Hashem is by the Goyim. Yiras Hashem by a Yid is when you're afraid and you want to draw closer. Yiras Hashem by the Umas Olam is when you're the natural thing of a person, when you're afraid, is that you run away, you don't want to deal with it, you don't want to bother with it. There are unfortunately many Jews that they have tremendous Yiras Shamayim, but unfortunately the Yiras Shamayim drives them away from Hashem because they're afraid, they don't want to think about it. It gets them too crazy, it gets them nervous, whatever it is. They run away from it. That's not a Jewish Yiras Hashem. That's a non-Jewish Yiras Hashem, to run away.
So we basically have one task, it's a big task, to prepare, to know each and every time, part of the year, what to tap into.
Right, that's what we're talking about. That's what we were talking about last week. And we'll talk about more. That's the Yiniv Nei Saratzen. And that's why Elul is the time of Hachana, of making the preparations, of working with the codes, and Anila Daidi. That's what it's all about. So he says, yeah, v'zeu inyan v'daidi li, his karbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'vnei Yisrael. left hand column. Makshitzarach tchila la'ayres ahava v'yirai ve'isarus the lasat eshi be'elul. So the time of awakening the love and preparing and so on, and of working on ourselves is primarily during the time of elul. Ula, however, kedeishes galazu achein tifal pulasa l'shanes is ha'adam be'emes. In order that this revelation that takes place in Tishrei, that takes place in Tishrei, the question is whether you're ready or not. But the Baruch Shalom says, ready now, here I come. The shaila is whether you made hachamas. Malchus of Hashem is revealed in Tishrei in the strongest, most amazing way. Smaller taxes, the very shivi, you mean it, the chabkeni and sukkis and shaira, unbelievable. But you might not feel any different. To you, a day, a Rosh Hashanah could feel the same, Chas Hashanah could feel the same as any day during the winter, or a Sukkot could be, you know, you might be happier reading the sports section in the daily news, God forbid, to a Sukkot. But the Sukkot is there. It's happening. The shaila is whether or not the Anila Doidi was invested into that, because Hashem Baruch made it in such a way, Kadesh is Galazu Achain Tifel Pulos Lashanis is Adam Be'emes. In order that what? In order that Hashem's Galus, that revelation that takes place of a Doidili, in order for that to be able to Be'emes have an effect upon you and change you in any kind of a real way, in order for that to happen, Sarach Adam Lahachin Liba Yaleo. A person's heart has to be opened and be prepared and be receptive. Avram married his son off last night, Baruch Hashem. So you have a mazel tov. I told you I didn't want you to come in today. So I hope your family's not upset with you. Maybe they're still sleeping. Okay, good. And mazel tov. So he says that this should be be'emes. Sarach adam lahachin libo eleha. A person has to prepare his heart. Then he could be a kli roi. Then he could be a vessel that is able to what to feel that there should be a his galus that it should be turgish benafsha, should be something which he feels, which he experiences. Ma'ashayni came built the akdamis iserus the lasata. If there is no iserus the lasata, if there's no awakening from below, in other words, if there's no initiation, if there's no motivation on the person's part to make these achanis, b'emes this takes place every single week. Erev Shabbos is Elul, and Shabbos is Tishrei every week. And if you're Erev Shabbos and there's no achanis Erev Shabbos, it's very hard to feel anything on Shabbos without it being demyonis. If there are no hachanis erev Shabbos, if a person doesn't live the whole week with the parshas haShavua, every day of the week, if you don't, all of a sudden it drops in your head. You know, nobody should ever be in such a matzav where he turns to another Jew next to him and he says, "What's the parsha today?" If that's happening, if you're involved in that, that's very, very, very sad. To ask on Shabbos, "What's the parsha?" You have to live with the parsha. You have to live with the parsha, the first aliyah, the second aliyah, with Rashi, or Sfona, whatever you learn, whatever it is, but you live with the parsha. And a person erev Shabbos, the whole week the hachanis for Shabbos, and then to make hishtalos. It used to be the Jews, the hishtalos that they had to make was so much more complicated because just physically to make a Shabbos was so much harder. Now you can run at 4 o'clock erev Shabbos. You go into the store, and in 15 minutes, if the ladies behind the counter don't talk too much, you could be out, and you have everything. You're all Shabbos day. It used to be that from Sunday, Monday, everybody was ready. Now you don't have to do it. So how could a person have that Nila Daidia? Every Erev Shabbos is El. And every Shabbos is Tishrei. But if there's no Anila Daidi Friday, then what kind of a Daidi is going to be Shabbos? If there's no Hachanis Erev Shabbos, then there's no Hachanis. And not just Erev Shabbos. Now we're not holding by that. It has to be the whole week Hachanis. Learning the parasha, learning halacha in yanim in the parasha, because the parasha of that week is the bechina, is the eis rotsin, is that time. We could access parashas in Tzav Mayel. We could access in parashas Vayigash. You could access Vayigash. Those are the kaychas. Those are the hisayrus of that. That's the gilui elokus. What happened between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers back then? There's a gilui of that every year parashas Vayigash. To make shalom with your brothers. Every parashas v'yigash. But you have to work and make the achanis the whole week. so that finally you'll be ready to Shabbos to go over to your brother and to say, I'm sorry. And it'll be emes. And the emotions will be emesic emotions, not the miyanis. Well, is it Mashenik and Bilti Akhtom is Isarus Lasata? If you don't have an Elul and an Erev Shabbos, if there's no awakening from below, what? And you don't try to refine yourself. We're going to learn about that, of course, with the 13 meters. You don't try to work on yourself according to your abilities. Then even though it might be a time where there's a gewaldige hashpah milamala, there's a tremendous hashpah, there's a hisgalus, there's a revelation. It's like you're standing by Marmon Hasina and you're wearing a blindfold over your eyes. And everybody's all excited and they're talking about, and everybody's screaming out, Hashem Elokim, and you're standing there and you say, what? You don't know what's going on. Because you have a blindfold over your eyes. Or like I said to you last week, like Rabbi Nachman said, if you have a coin on your nose, you can't see the mountain. The mountain is 100 feet away, you can't see because you have a big coin sitting on your nose. So you don't see anything. The rest of the world, everybody else sees it, you don't see. So the world doesn't want to make hachanis. You see, the people that are looking for a quick spiritual fix, they should all be well. You know, everybody wants to have a quick spiritual fix. You think you put on a like a certain kind of yarmulke, a big coat, you strum the guitar, and then you want to be like, you know, you want to be out there someplace. And there's no kiyum. Because there's no kiyum, because that's not an elul, that's not a chan. There's no refinement, there's no chan. There's no preparing the heart. It's just everybody wants like just that there should be like an ace, that it's an ace rotsen, and the ace rotsen should just drop into your life, just plop onto your table. It doesn't, that the version didn't make it that way. It doesn't work that way. That's why many of those like, you know, the spiritual close the eyes, kumzitz, run around the room types. They should all be well. That's, doesn't, you know, Sunday's not the same thing already. After the kumzitz, already something that does. They get out there. You do the biggest favors after the kumzitz. Why? Because there's a certain emotional state that you're in. You imagine that it's God. Really, there's an emotional thing. It wasn't something that there were any hachanis. It wasn't because there was a hezgalus of elikus. It was like the miyanis. And with the miyanis, the person can, God forbid, go to, from sitting by the kumzitz and singing kol olam kulo, he can go to his girlfriend and sing to her kol olam kulo. It's not such a big, it's a very small jump from one to the other, because he's in the world of the miyanis. But when there's hachanis, when it's with avoid and zikach hanefesh and avoid hamidus and tefillah and tikkun hamidus, and then a person sits down by kumzitz, and then he's singing the gunim kedoshim, and then there's an avoda in ruchnius. So he doesn't go from the kumzitz to his girlfriend. Because then the experience that he had by the kumzitz was a hava amitis. Then he was experiencing a hava amitis. It wasn't demyonis. So I'm not saying that therefore people shouldn't go to, you know, so kumzitz, you know, and then people pull out from these things that I say, you know, then it's going to be put in some newspaper that Rabbi Weinberg is against kumzitzes, I know, which I'm not, but I'm fearful of them. I am fearful of them to some degree. I have, and that's why I told you many years ago that they asked me the first time that I was asked to speak at this organization has a lot of kumzitz, they're very big on kumzitz. So they asked me, this goes back 20 years ago, that I should come to speak at this. Now, I was never at one of their events in my life, and it was a Motzei Shabbos, and I was supposed to give a shmuz. So I give a shmuz, and there's some guy like starts to talk with a guitar, like when I was talking, starts going with the guitar. And I said, I told him, stop doing that. What are you doing? So the guy whispered to me, he said, that's what we do. That's like, you know. I said, I don't like that. And I said, you know what? I also don't like the lights. It's too dark over here. Turn on the lights. It's getting me nervous. And blow out the candles. It's not a birthday. Get rid of the candles. Turn on the lights and stop playing the guitar. And talk tire a little bit. Gets me nervous, the whole thing. When I'm with Yidden and I live with them and I learn with them as part of my and we grow together and we cry together and we laugh together, that's one thing to make a kumzitz. But to go and I don't know who, what, where, what, and they're sitting there, bachurim v'gam b'zulay, scanning, darling, and they stand together, boys and girls in a room, and you turn out the lights and light the candles, and the last 24 hours they haven't slept, and they start strumming the guitar. Oh, it's not for me. B'shum ayif and not. All the years I wasn't masking to be mishtatef and such thing. My students, who I taught all week long, and then Matzah Shabbos to sit in the kumzitz, 100%. Because that's why, because that's after an Elul comes a Rosh Hashanah. After a whole week of learning, Matzah Shabbos, then is already Malchus. Shabbos is Malchus, and then what? They could play guitar and avad. It's a big avada. But you don't stick me in a room with 300 strangers. What did they learn b'chlal? What hachan is? Where? Who? Demyainis. 99% from the world of demyainis. That's 100% clear to me. And I've been in many of these situations. And that's why without proper zihiris, without proper care, there can be chas shalom, very bad things that are going on. Very bad things. And it's not necessarily davar shebekdusha. I'm sorry, what? Yom Tov is Beikah Milamata, and Shabbos is Milamala. I don't want to go into that right now. I'm just giving you a general Hakdama to the Inyan. We're not going to the Chiluk in Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're right, there's a very big Chiluk in Shabbos and Yom Tov. We've spoken about many times. Just in general, I'm talking about Bechlal. Shabbos certainly is Hezgal's Milamala, and Yom Tov is Milamata. But for now, just in general, we'll talk more about that. This is the avodah of Elul. Elul is like an Arab Shabbos. Zui avodah of Chodesh Elul. Shehaadam sarach la'ir b'libay ahavas Hashem yirosu b'kaychas atzmai. B'kaychas atzmai, that's not a kumzitz, right? B'kaychas atzmai, working on yourself. Working on yourself, from tikkun amidus and taharas hapeh and taharas einayim, working on oneself. Okay, only the Bishlam knows how much you're capable of. You do your best, which is Nisus Lasata. Even though it's true that during that time of working hard, the little bits and pieces of Ahav and Yira that you're feeling, it's not yet Tishrei. So it's not yet. There hasn't been yet that revelation, that Gili, but it's part. You're on the way, and on the way means that you're preparing the Kalim. So you're preparing the vessels. You're preparing the Kalim, and the preparation of the Kalim in order to receive the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Vidai Dili, which is going to be B'chodesh Tishrei. Even though it's not yet Ahava V'Yira Amitis Mamish, it's not Rosh Hashanah yet. But still, you're on the way. You're on the way, and therefore there are a little bit of previews and glimpses and little bits and pieces of feeling. But the ikir is not what you feel, it's making the kalim. Shebekoich l'kboya yirav yahava b'navshe l'meshach kol ha'shana kula kanal. And not only that, but the shtadlis that a person makes, the effort that a person makes during Elul, which is Anila Doidi, that can prepare him in such a way that the Doidi Li that he experiences Tishrei can affect him and be with him the entire year. That throughout the year, he's different. Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Tanya says in many places, that Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean just the beginning, it means Rosh, like the mind. And the same way that depending upon what happens in the mind, even though the mind is a tiny little bit, a little thing in the mind, that is going to affect the little pinky, the little toe on the foot. So Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah because you can always make decisions the whole year. But Rosh Hashanah is the mind of the year. And that means that when a person makes a hachlot Rosh Hashanah time, Tishrei, and he works on this thing, and he makes the hachanis, and it's nanila daidi, then it's like something that is fixed, not just that you're fixing a little bit something by the toe, but it's that place in the brain that connects the toe. And therefore, the whole year, the toe's able to work. Let's say the person's toe, God forbid, is not working. They could give it some sort of an electric shock and get to maybe go for a day or two. But the pneumius of the toe, which is in the mind, is not working. So since there's a malfunction in its root, so it's not gonna last. The toe, it'll tingle for a day or two, and then afterwards, it's not feeling anything. But if there's something in the mind that needs to be fixed. If you fix that which needs to be fixed, which is in the mind, and that's where the tikkun is made, in a tiny, tiny little place. If that tikkun is made, then the toe will be okay the whole year. So it could be that the guy has a problem with his toe, and the toe is not feeling anything, and they attach him to, like, you know, some 5-ton huge machine, and he's in the doctor's office under this machine for 6 hours, and after the 6 hours, for the next week, he feels his toe tingling. Gewaldig. Then after that, the toe is back to, you know, not feeling anything, because he never really, really did anything in the shoresh. The shoresh is not a 5-ton machine. It's a tiny, tiny little thing. You can't even see with your eyes, in the brain. And then when that's fixed, then the toe, the whole year is machai. Rosh Hashanah is the rosh of the year. And whatever tikkunim a person makes this time of the year, in the anila doidi, the vidoidi li can be so powerful that since he was masak in the rosh, and that's the hashpah that we have at this time of the year, is to fix things in a way which is in the rosh. And when that's fixed, so then the whole year can be a different year. Mashenikin, you can do that any time of the year. You can make a decision in the middle of Shvat, but it's much, much, much harder. When you make a decision in Shvat, we should always try to be good. But when you make a decision in Shvat, so then a Shvat decision, you know, it's hard. It needs such sincerity and such koiches anefesh to push it through that it should last you. It's very hard. And I told somebody this on last Thursday. There's a person who was telling me that Bemis, he needs, because the doctor told him it's already not funny with his weight. He has a situation that's already becoming dangerous, and he has a history in his family of problems with weight and people dying prematurely and so on and so forth. And the doctor's telling him he has to. So, you know, he's gone up 100 pounds, he goes down, he goes up and down, the whole year. You know, you see the guy, you know, he's got to keep like 2 sets of clothing, 3 sets of clothing, because he never knows, like from one day to the next, you know. So he was telling me, you know, because I saw him the other day, and I said, what happened to you? You know, you let go again, you know, you were doing well. Last time I hadn't seen him since Hanukkah, and he looked great. I said, what happened to you, you know? He says, I can't. I was on this diet and I couldn't stick with the diet and so on and so forth. And the snapshot that he got back to his original weight, you know, it's he was already a Baal Tosif a long time ago, you understand? He's already more than his original weight. So I said, listen, it's Rosh Hashanah. So he said, what's that to do with it? I said, do tshuva. And we learned Rav Kook, he said tshuva saguf. You make a hachlota now, and you work on it, and you think about how your children need you to be healthy and well, even if you don't care about yourself. What's the matter with you? You want to drop dead when you're 50, God forbid? You have kinda a lot of kids, and you want to marry them off. You want to have nachas. What's the matter with you? And you have to make a hachlota that the Baruch Shem wants you to be healthy and well, and you have to be in control of yourself. So he says, what does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? He says, now is the time. If you work on this and you tie it into your Avodas Hashem, that you want to have nachas and you want to see your children going the right way and you want to be able to learn Torah with your grandchildren, so that you need to stick to the diet, you need to be healthy. And make a hachlota not to go back to that kind of eating and to live a normal life. That it's the rosh of the year, and a hachlota that a person makes this time of the year is a hachlota that connects, that accesses that code that's called malchus, that's called rosh hashanah, and it's a hashpah. Could be for the whole year, could be mashpia for the whole year. So sometimes a person that's in a relationship that's not a good relationship. That, you know, sometimes if a boyfriend, girlfriend's not a good relationship, Rosh Hashanah, a person can have such a clarity. It could be a hashpah in such a way that they could come to a chlota to do what's right. That all depends on the anila daily. Now, well, we're going to begin Mitzvah next week. As the Rebbe asks an unbelievable kasha about the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman, an unbelievable kasha. He doesn't answer right away. The month, this time of the year, is the time when the 13 Midas HaRachman are shining very, very strongly. Sfadim already been saying Slichas the whole month. For whatever reason, we're only going to start Motzei Shabbos, but there's a hisgalus of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman in this time of the year. And the Rebbe asks, so when there's esgalus like that of Yugim Linus Arachim, it should be that the whole month should be Yontif, the whole month should even be also Bamalacha. So we're going to learn what the inyan of the 13 Midas Arachim are. Anila Daidi Vadaidi Li Haro Eba Shoishanim, the 13 petaled rose, and how we can work during the month of Elul, during this time, to prepare for Tishrei, and how Tishrei could be a different Tishrei Mitzvah. So we'll begin that next week.